Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, August 18th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Kes, Star Trek. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into fascinating topics from the vast universe of Wikipedia. Today, we're exploring a character that embodies the spirit of friendship and a blend of human and alien understanding, Kes from the Star Trek universe. This fascinating character comes from a race called the Okampa, who are known for their short lifespans and unique abilities. To kick things off, let's establish who Kes is. She first appeared in Star Trek Voyager, which premiered in 1995. Portrayed by actress Jennifer Lean, Kes is a young Okampan who represents an interesting exploration of different cultural norms and relationships within the broader tapestry of the Star Trek franchise. As someone who is open to new experiences, her character epitomizes the willingness to adapt and grow amidst a group of diverse personalities aboard the USS Voyager. What's particularly intriguing about Kes is her unique biological traits. Okampa live for only about 9 years, a fact that immediately stirs thoughts about mortality and how we live our lives. If you had a limited time to achieve your goals, what would you prioritize? Would you embrace risk and adventure, or play it safe to extend your time in comfort? Kes chose the path of exploration, which led her to the Voyager crew after they rescued her from her home planet. Not only does Kes provide a fresh perspective on time and existence, but she also possesses telepathic abilities, which allow her to connect with others on a deeper level. Imagine if you could sense the feelings and thoughts of those around you. Would this deepen our connections, or would it complicate them? Kes's telepathic skills allowed her to partake in many compelling storylines, particularly her evolving relationship with the ship's doctor, who, as an artificial life form, offers a unique take on consciousness and sentience. One of the standout episodes featuring Kes is Cold Fire. In this episode, she encounters a powerful alien entity, showcasing her strength and resilience. It makes you ponder, how would you react when faced with overwhelming power? Would you flee, or would you strive to understand it? Kes chooses to confront these challenges head-on, a perspective that highlights her character motivation and the values that Star Trek often promotes: understanding, cooperation, and strength through diversity. Now, switching gears a bit, let's talk about character development, which is significant in the Star Trek franchise. Initially, Kes embodied a more traditionally feminine role, nurturing and concerned, particularly about her relationships. However, as the series progresses, we see her evolve. She becomes a strong advocate for herself and her beliefs, particularly when she starts to tap into her own potential. It raises an essential question. How do we harness our inner strength, especially when we feel undervalued or misunderstood? Throughout her time on Voyager, Kes interacts with various crew members, providing a unique lens through which to explore themes of growth and transformation. Whether it's her relationship with Neelix, her mentor and love interest who faces his challenges, or her eventual evolution that leads her to leave the ship after discovering her potential, there's much to analyze. Neelix brings a layer of joy and complexity that reflects how love can inspire profound change. Now let's discuss why Kes left the series in season 4, which sparked quite a debate among fans. Her departure was a narrative choice made to introduce new characters and dynamics. The showrunners believed that after several seasons, her story arc had reached its conclusion. It's not uncommon in long-running series for character arcs to evolve in this way. An interesting question is, how do we feel when our favorite characters depart? Can it open doors to new narratives that might be just as captivating? For many, Kes's departure left a poignant gap, reflecting the impermanence that her character so fully embodied. After her exit, the character of Seven of Nine was introduced, a character who, while radically different, also brought up discussions about identity, humanity, and what it means to be truly human. It's a curious parallel. Kes, with her unique biology and accelerated growth, and Seven, an entity returning to humanity from a Borg past. Their stories intertwine to paint a complex picture of identity and community. The themes of Star Trek Voyager resonate with many of us today. In our own lives, we often encounter settings or relationships that challenge us, that ask us to grow or adapt. Like Kes, do we face these adversities with bravery, or do we shy away? Reflect on your experiences and think of how an encounter, much like Kes's, changed your perspective or course in life. As we wrap up today's exploration of Kes, I encourage you to reflect on the themes we discussed. Think about mortality and identity, relationships and growth. Do you resonate with Kes's journey? How do you navigate similar challenges in your own life? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. I hope you've enjoyed this journey through the character of Kes in Star Trek Voyager. If you're intrigued, I encourage you to delve deeper into her story, explore the episodes she starred in, and see how her journey mirrors facets of your own. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, may your journeys be filled with discovery.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Kes, Star Trek. Thanks for listening. See you next time.